The other day, a friend of mine who is a minister asked me a couple of very interesting questions. He asked me, why is it that love is mentioned so often in the Bible? And he wanted to know what the relationship was between love and forgiveness. And believe me, you can't have one without the other. The wise have always said that love is the answer, and believe me, this is really, really true. Because love is a deep understanding. Love is being able to forgive and accept without judgment. Love is giving empathy for the unfortunate situation of others. And love, this is very important, love always comes in a positive feeling. Not from the intellect, but via a positive feeling deep within your soul. And without this positive feeling, what some call love is only mere words and have no validity whatsoever. You see, what you have to see is that the state of forgiveness leaves your mind free to enjoy without the weight of carrying grudges from the past. Believe me, the state of non-forgiveness can be a very heavy burden to carry throughout your life. It will cause you nothing but grief and sorrow, and always it is self-destructive. This is why the wise from the past have always said, love and forgiveness. To forgive is to forget. I don't mean deny, I mean forget it. It's not worth carrying because it's only a memory. Forgiveness is magical. Forgiveness is like a penicillin. It clears the passageway of your mind, which in turn cleanses the soul and brings mental health, it brings happiness, it brings all these feelings to you. Not to the one you give it away to, but to you. And that's very important. You know, I truly feel sorry for anyone who lives in a world of unforgiving nature. Their burden must be horrendous. I honestly used to believe if I forgive anyone who had harmed me in the past, it'd be a sign of weakness. And now that I've got a little bit older and a little bit wiser, I realize it's the opposite. Forgiveness is not weakness, it's strength. And this is why it's so very, very dangerous to go to awareness groups who deal with negativity and hostility and dragging you back into the past horrors of your life. There is no forgiveness there. Forgiveness comes from the now, right now. You have to forgive. And it's not denial, because once you learn to forgive, you can look and see that those things really did happen to you. But it's a deeper understanding. It's an understanding with love and forgiveness. And this is where the secret of the ages is found, when you find love and forgiveness in your heart for those unfortunate people who do things to you and to others, and they don't even know they're doing it. Because there's innocence in ignorance, believe me. And believe me, you can never, never have a happy marriage or a happy relationship with any human being when your mind is full of negativity and hate and unforgiveness. It just can't be done. It is an absolute impossibility. And if anybody is ever leading you down that path, I ask you to really, really take heed of what you're doing and check it out. You look for common sense. You have love in your heart and forgiveness. That's what you're going to receive. On the other hand, if you're unforgiving and full of spite and hate, that again is what you're going to receive. You know the old saying, what you give, you receive. You know, a lot of people honestly, truly believe to get a happy marriage together, that the couples have got to be upfront with each other and tell how they feel, the negativity, all the negativity they feel, and all the hostility they feel towards each other. There is no hope here. Absolutely none. That's the old awareness group thing away from the 60s and the 70s. There is absolutely no hope whatsoever when you're doing this. What you have to do is look for compassion towards each other, compassion towards your children, compassion towards humanity as a whole. Stop judging it. And once you stop judging, you'll find your life will be much, much better. The only reason that wrongs are happening is because of ignorance of life, ignorance of the mind, ignorance of the soul. All life is a thought process. All society is created from a thought process. All rights, all wrongs are all created from a thought process. The way you act, the way you behave, they're all created from a thought process. Forgiveness is a thought process. Love is a thought process. Hate is a thought process. You could go on and on and on, and all you have to do is change your mind. Learn to change your mind. Go from negative to positive. Learn to forgive, because, as I said before, forgiveness is the way. And that's like, I know people in the psychological profession, and they have patients who are full of hate, anger, distrust, from experiences they've had in the past. Well, to clear these negative thoughts away, what that patient has to do, again, is to learn to forgive. And once you learn to forgive, and it clears your mind and clears those passageways of your soul, this is where that person will find the happiness they're looking for. They're looking for happiness, contentment. They're looking for a stable life, a life where they can live with their spouse and their children, and just enjoy themselves. And believe me, the way a lot of therapies are geared right now, taking those poor, unfortunate people back in the past, all they're doing is continuing the agony that they're going through. You know, when a couple have love in their hearts for each other, there is nothing in this world that they can't do together. Again, I'd like to say, look for a feeling, a positive feeling. This is where the secret lies. It's in the feeling. You must find the feeling. If you don't have that feeling of forgiveness, then it's not forgiving. But once you find this feeling of forgiveness, you found a treasure. You found the greatest treasure in the world. You found something that will assist you through life. It will assist you in every facet of your life. It will assist you in your marriage, in your work, in your relationship with every human being. And again, the word is called forgiveness. Well, folks, again, I hope this little piece of tape, you will find it interesting. Thank you.